Congo Mulense, Congo Mulense, Congo Mulense, Congo Mulense, Mulense, oh, Aguama, oh, ma brother en Dios, la ye, la ye, Timboró, oh, 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 ah.
Hello and welcome to On the Beat, the show where musicians and educators discuss music performance, the industry, and current events to give you insight on what's happening within the music scene, locally and nationally. I'm your host, Jazz Sawyer. Late last year, I had the great pleasure to interview the renowned five-time Grammy nominee, percussionist educator John Santos, a true inspiration to music students of all ages and backgrounds. We're going to play some music from his latest recordings that have been receiving national acclaim and take a look inside the controversy surrounding the elimination of over 31 Grammy categories. The 54th Grammy Awards are scheduled to air on CBS February 12, 2012. Let's take a listen.
Recogí varias semillas, ya nadie le di ninguna. En Camagüey, por fortuna, fue donde yo me inspiré y fue donde le saqué el aceite a la aceituna. Más como soy complaciente, yo me fui hasta Camagüey. Mírame en Ubatey, en la provincia de Oriente. Canté con un San Vicente, un guajiro muy ruido. Y de esa forma he podido, en mi lucha, en mi carrera, en la República entera, hacer este recorrido.
¡Ay, yo!
Yes, folks, John Santos is in the house. Let me properly introduce him, my longtime mentor and hero. This man has got me started out here in terms of playing music, and if I learned anything he's taught me, I'm in good shape. So he's just been a great inspiration, personally and professionally. And for those of you that don't know John Santos, you must be living under a rock. But that's okay. Let me tell you a little bit more about him in case you don't know. He's known for his innovative use of traditional forms and instruments in combination with contemporary music, and he has earned worldwide respect and recognition as a prolific performer, composer, educator, writer, radio programmer, and record event producer whose career spans over 35 years plus. And he's worked with multi-generational masters such as Cachao, Dizzy Gillespie, Tito Puente, Max Roach, Eddie Palmieri, Bobby Hutcherson, Chucho Valdez, John Handy, Shakira Hussein, McCoy Tyner, Pancho Sanchez, Omar Sosa, Carlos Santana, just to name a few. And of course, he's led the numerous acclaimed ensembles, including Machete Ensemble and currently the John Santos Sextet, which is receiving much acclaim in their recent recordings and performances. Big brother John, welcome, welcome.
Man, that's quite a welcome. Thank you, Jazz. You know, you just... all that, I'm going to reverse it back to you. You know, even when you were 8 years old, or however old you were when I met you and you started coming to take some bongo lessons over at Haight-Ashbury, you were inspiring me back then. You know, when you see a young person that really got that look in his eye, and here you are. You know, you blink your eyes a couple of times, here we are. All this time has gone by. But thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for doing what you do, man.
Great.
And congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
And in case the people don't know about Jazz.
Oh, no. They know enough.
They don't know nothing, man. You bringing it, brother. Thank you.
So thanks for stopping by. I know you got some stuff going on. Please, let's jump into it and tell us what's going on tonight and tell us about the current album and how that came about.
Well, I noticed on the way over here, you've been playing the new album, Filosofía Caribeña. The piece that we're listening to now as we speak, is also from the record. And we're excited about that. The record came out May 1st in honor of International Workers' Day. And we got a 4.5 star review from Downbeat. So we're excited about that. They don't give those up too easily.
No, they don't.
Anyway, the CD is the product of a project that's been going on for a couple of years that involves some wonderful poets and choreographers and musicians, and it's been a wonderful journey. This is the kind of the fruition of it, to be able to record the material and get it out there. We have to give a big debt of thanks to the foundations who initiated the project, especially the East Bay Community Foundation, the National Association of Latino Arts and Culture, the East Side Cultural Center as well, East Side Arts Alliance, and the Cultural Center, where the thing is going on tonight. They're all so integral in making it happen. And most importantly, the donations from folks like the listeners, because this was a matching grant that we got from East Bay. And so it was people who come to our shows and buy our CDs, who put up money, any type of amount from small to large. And they gave us a base of support financially that allowed us to collaborate with some folks from New York, from Puerto Rico, from L.A., and to make it a big production that we did at the Herbst Theater through the Jazz Festival, who we have to thank as well. Nothing but gratitude.
John Santos, live in the studio, and we want to touch upon something very disturbing that has happened recently with the NARES Foundation. That's the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, and they are the ones who present the Grammys. And a lot of you actually don't know this, but recently they have eliminated 31 categories, which is a very disturbing decision, including Latin jazz, contemporary jazz, traditional world, polka, Native American, Hawaiian, Zydeco, Cajun, traditional blues, and so many others. And John, you know, you and Wayne and some of your peers started a national movement to protest this down here in Oakland Yoshi's. You know, a lot of people are not aware of what's going on. Can you give us an update and how we can get involved?
You know, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis sure. of it, because it's a complex situation. But sure. basically, you know, after many years, many of us who are members, I've been a member of NARES since the 1980s, and they basically stabbed us in the back. They took all the 70% of what they cut. They cut 70% of the categories that they honor, that they recognize with a Grammy, first of all. And 70% of that amount that they of the 31 categories were quote-unquote ethnic categories. And so they've kind of whitewashed the deal. And it's more of a money thing, you know, because it's not like you're not going to see any black faces, but you can only see pop and commercial black faces sure. and color and people of color. So it's a really horrible, horrible decision. And it's been protested far and wide by all kinds of people, by Herbie Hancock, Santana, Paul Simon, Edward James Olmos, Andy Garcia, tons of people, Bonnie Raitt, people have written letters, Bill Cosby, everybody's condemned it. Yet they stand firm behind it, and they think that it was a good idea somehow. So we've tried everything. We've written to them, and we've met with them. We've sat down at the table with them, and they refuse to correct the error. Now, off the record, many of their staffers and employees and board of governors and trustees have admitted that it was a mistake, but yet they officially will not say that, and they're not doing anything to fix it. So the only remedy that we have is to boycott the telecast, and that's where it's at right now. We're calling for a national boycott, and very soon we'll have posted the information of exactly where people can write to let them know that you will not be supporting the telecast by watching it, and also boycotting the advertisers and the support and sponsors of the telecast. We're going to contact all of those sponsors and discourage them from supporting the telecast, because they do not support diversity, and they're cutting out. They claim to support diversity, and they claim to be a peer award that honors excellence, but instead they're really just doing the same thing that kind of like what American Idol does, just like a popularity contest. And American Idol is cool because they claim to be a popularity right. contest, but this is an organization that, according to their bylaws, they're not supposed to be doing that. So there's a lot of problems. They're being sued, and there's a lot of complexities to it. But we have established a website that's called GrammyWatch.org. GrammyWatch.org.
Amazing. All right, folks, please stay involved. This is about all of our music.
Thank you so much, Jazz.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you and celebrate you and support everything you're involved with. right, folks, that was a look back on our interview with the great John Santos. Be sure to visit johnsantos.com as well as www.grammywatch.org to learn more information on this. Our producer is Esther Mania. As always, be sure to support live performances and events in your local music and arts community. This is On the Beat. I'm Jazz Sawyer, and thank you for listening.